I'm so glad it's Sunday. It seems harder to remember through the last few days if it was Black Friday, Brown Thursday, Small Saturday, or whatever Wednesday. When you think about it, almost all the holidays have been jazzed up with some sort of gimmick to make it bigger and more about how much we spend. We have Easter baskets filled with candy and gifts. We give Christmas gifts for everyone and their dogs. Thanksgiving has stayed close to giving thanks and being with friends and family until we are now open on Thanksgiving for shopping. Another chance to fight over cheap towels or something you don't need. Jesus spoke more about money and materialism than any other single topic except the kingdom of God. In Matthew 6:24, it says, "You cannot serve both money and God." But hasn't money and gifts taken the priority in our celebration of Christmas in a lot of ways? Even we are told the Grinch couldn't handle the stress of having a perfect Christmas. Perhaps maybe Christmas is about more after all. Perhaps it is about God's miracle to us. Christmas is a celebration of a miracle, but we have pushed the miracle worker out of his own birthday. We can take it back with little steps that focus on Jesus' presence and not being focused on the new things we would like for presents. A lot of them will be forgotten by the next year or month. To experiment, ask someone that has celebrated a lot of Christmases over the year. In my house, that's easy to find because we don't have very many kids in the family. What their favorite present was. It probably won't be the most expensive thing they have received, but probably a gift from the heart, a handmade gift, or the gift of sharing time together. Do we look at God like Santa Claus? Name it and claim it, believe it and receive it. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you've been bad or good. Have we reduced God and his miracles to rewards and punishments? It is no wonder our expectations of the Christmas season have become distorted. The ideal magical Christmas experience is not possible. People stress out and spend too much to try to get it, but the real meaning gets lost. A miracle is defined as a visible interruption of the laws of nature, understood only by divine intervention and often accompanied by a miracle worker. In other words, a miracle is a unique event in the world that God does through ordinary people. We are God's miracle workers. We are God's means to change our world. I wonder if I'm qualified. I'm sure someone knows more or would be better. But all God needs is for us to be available and committed to act. God does miracles through ordinary people. As the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "You will be with child and give birth." Just as it was made plain to Mary, you must have a clear picture in your mind of what God wants to accomplish through you before the miracle can become a physical reality. God plants the seeds of miracles in the heart of available people who are willing to act on God's vision. I'm sure that it will be hard to make changes in our lives and traditions that will honor Jesus. If you are willing to do all of that you can, God will do all that you can't. The miracle is convinced and delivered through ordinary people who are willing to dream God's dream and act on God's vision. Jesus was not glamorous. He was well-worn, looking for his age. He probably would not have been on the cover of people or listed in a high school yearbook. He looked like an ordinary person. He was poor. He lived off the beaten path, kind of like the boonies of Warsaw. He lived in an isolated community. They even said what good thing could come from Nazareth. Jesus appeared to be like most of the people. Throughout Scripture, God chose ordinary, unqualified people through whom to do miracles, like Moses, David, and even Mary. In Acts 1:8, Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." It is not the power of position, wealth, or prestige. It is the power to create in the world through God's action in your life. We miss Jesus because the world is looking for the expensive and extraordinary. God is looking for the ordinary, and that is the majority of us. Miracles come with a cost, though. Mary and Joseph were ordinary. From Scripture, we know they were engaged or promised. Imagine if Mary and Joseph were in today's environment. How would it play with our age group? Mary's friends would probably think she was crazy. Or they'd probably bully her or not sit at her lunch table. And what about Joseph? would he get the "you can do better"? The baby's not yours, so run. Can you imagine their doubts? As our scripture today told us in Matthew, Joseph showed obedience to God, not just what was easy, but opened himself to the miracle, accepting his role. Mary and Joseph were available to a miracle and also committed to do what needed to be done. But as with Mary and Joseph, with miracles comes sacrifice. Most of us rather have a holly jolly Christmas than do give to into an honest-to-God Christmas miracle. Many of our traditions may have started out being Bible-based, but have gotten completely off track. The Christmas message is about a gift that comes with sacrifice. Jesus' cradle also comes with the sacrifice of the cross. A meaningful Christmas is not found in mindless spending, eating, and stress. We find meaning when we give sacrificially to those in need, because by doing so, we are giving to Jesus himself. It isn't just about giving money to the poor. You can give your time or your talents to someone sick or someone lonely or someone in extra need of help, and can be any age. Giving should be a joy, not a burden. Whenever I was in the hospital, there's this guy. He was just a janitor, so he didn't have to do anything, but he would come in to my hospital room, and he would tell me, he'd be like, "I'm praying for you." And he kind of just threw himself on the line, because he wouldn't be like, "Hey, can I pray for you?" He would be like, "I am praying for you, and God is looking out for you." Strive to make our celebration closer to what it should honor, the gift that God has given us. Open ourselves to God working a miracle through us. Here's the challenge: to make ourselves available for a Christmas miracle. For a Christmas more focused on God's gift and celebrating his birthday, change or add a tradition that focuses on God's miracle, his presence and being present, not just on presence. Christmas is Jesus' birthday after all.